Hi, and welcome to Much Talk About Nothing, a show about movies, music, and more. As always, I'm your host, Grant Ingram, and today we're doing something a little bit different. For those of you who don't know, which is presumably all of you who don't know me personally, I have become a bit of a VR enthusiast lately, and I've gotten into games such as Pavlov and Grimlord, which is a really cool game in and of itself, and we'll talk about that later. But today I want to talk about this really cool product that I got sent to me from my buddies over at iStock VR. So they sent me a VR stock. Now, the way this came to be is I saw that they had this product and I reached out to them kind of inquiring about it, and they offered to send it to me because I run this show and I'm not one to turn down free VR stocks. So it has nothing to do with our sponsorship that is ongoing with Dark Fusion Systems. Go check them out, as always, because those guys are awesome. You can watch any of our other episodes. You'll see their desk mats and all that. But this, I thought, would be a good little change of pace. I've been wanting to do some VR content for a good long while now, and this seems like a good enough time to start. So, without further ado, let me tell you about the iStock VR stock. Now, they also have a Link, which is designed for an Oculus controller, and it links the two controllers together to act more like a traditional three-point stock. But this is a two-point contact that you slide your right-handed controller, and it's right-handed all day, as far as I can tell. Slides your right-handed controller in, and it then, as you go to aim, it pads up right against your shoulder. It's super simple and easy to use, but it provides such a great service in the in-game. It does stabilize your weapon, which is a big problem if you're just getting started in VR games. All of a sudden, you're shooting off in the middle of nowhere, and this helps to remedy that. Personally, it's the only stock I've had a chance to try, and while I'm sure they all have their benefits, and I would love to get my hands on all of them eventually, and maybe we can make that happen, the iStock has a super unique feature in that it is just a two-point stock, meaning both of your hands are free to move around, reloads are easy, there is no magnet you can miss, there's nothing like that. I find that fantastic. It's also significantly more cost-effective than, say, the ProTube models or something like that. So while the ProTube might, and I emphasize might, offer more stability, better, more points of contact, mainly, than this iStock, the iStock is like, I want to say it's like $30. With the Link that links the two Oculus controllers together, it's $35, I believe. I absolutely love mine. I cannot recommend it enough. If you're a budding VR enthusiast, then I would highly recommend you go and you check it out. It is just overall fantastic. It is a really good intro. It improves my accuracy by a lot. Just in Pavlov's little testing range, I went from shooting, and I mean, with like a 70% accuracy to 98%. Headshots. It was fantastic. It's really good. Only thing I can really critique it on is that third point of contact would be nice, but like I said, the Link, which is designed for an Oculus, I don't have an Oculus, I have an HP Reverb. Like I said, it would give you an extra point of stability, more relationally useful for like longer weapons such as rifles. But other than that, this is as good as I've seen for the price. It is fantastic. I cannot recommend it enough. I absolutely love mine, and I would recommend you go and you check it out. You can follow them on Instagram at iStockVR. You can buy it on Amazon, just search for iStock. You can buy it on Etsy, search for iStock. Or their links are on their Instagram. And again, their Instagram is iStockVR, at iStockVR. It is absolutely fantastic. Well worth checking out. And I would like to thank them so much for sending it to me. And yeah, so as far as like compatibility, I know for a fact it's compatible with the Oculus Quest 2, I believe, and potentially the Quest Pro. Haven't gotten any really tests with that. And then it's compatible with the Windows Mixed Reality controllers that are seen with the HP Reverb G2. I know that because that's what I have. It is just generally really good for anything VR shooter or anything like that. Yeah. Also, on our end, as a podcast, this is not the only episode you'll be getting this week. there will be stuff coming out most likely tomorrow. We're not quite sure what that will be yet. You have to talk to Grant because you'll notice he's absent from this. But yeah, we should be back tomorrow. But as always, you know where to find us. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at the Granny Grimmock. Also on Wisdom at Much Talk About Nothing for the time being. Wisdom's a cool thing we'll talk about probably tomorrow. It's really awesome. But yeah, go check out iStock, and thank you so much to iStock for sending that over.